Christopher Media, unregimented.
He can write a song. He knows how to write a pop hook. Man can write a song. Man, you can't deny him that.
He can work a DCG chord progression.
You're right. I cannot deny that what he wrote were songs.
Unregimented on iTunes and ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media, let's make some noise.
Christopher Media presents a Weedsman podcast production. It's time for The Nugget.
Whoop-de-doo! What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit into Friday's show you'll find here.
Okay.
Say, man, you got a joint?
Put a little bit of reefer ice along on your board.
What'd that mean?
Please, give me
like weed, all right?
Are you aware of a toy that somebody made that's like a He-Man knockoff that's a zombie with a skateboard?
No.
Say what?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah. Every night. Three times. WWE
alone. There he is.
What the hell?
Wait, what's happening?
What is that?
What kind of hipster bullshit is this?
Go to the next one. Where did you see the packaging?
What the fuck? That's a total ripoff.
Yeah, there's
a zombie.
It gets worse.
Of two ideas.
They're even spelling it like He-Man shit with Thrasher.
They used, if you can see behind it, there's He-Man font, and then there's also
Garbage Pail Kids
font.
Right. And he even has a sticker, you know. You can.
They make three different versions of this He-Man inspired skateboarding zombie.
I'd buy the one on the left. I'm sorry.
The original?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't glow in the dark. There's that
Holy
Black Widow.
Cow.
Yeah. She comes with different hands. One of them comes prepared for my dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, one comes with a pocket pussy in it.
Yeah, that's the best looking Black Widow Scarlett Johansson version toy that I've seen.
Right.
That's a lot of qualifiers, but it's the truth.
It's real. It's lifelike. Get it naked. You'll see.
It's a little too lifelike. She's dead in the eyes.
Yeah.
Just the way I like them.
I love it. No glisten.
Oh, yeah!
The killing joke?
Yeah. How well do you remember the killing joke?
I gotta read that again. It's bits and pieces for me.
Because there's some controversy over the ending.
Why? What's the controversy?
Well, it ends with Batman and the Joker outside of Arkham Asylum, and Joker is laughing like crazy, and Batman's just motionless. And he grabs the Joker by the neck to try to get him to stop laughing. And it just ends with panels of like, ha, 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 and then... And some people read it as... You know, it's just, I mean, clearly the Joker didn't die. The Joker was, you know, popped up many times since then.
Right.
And that he was just like, you know, choking him hard enough to get him to stop laughing. And other people say that, no, in that story, in Alan Moore's version of Batman versus the Joker, he snaps his neck at the end.
Right.
That adds a depth to the story, and the fact that Joker is the one villain that can actually push Batman over the edge and make him take a life that is something that he would... Why is Neil Gaiman singing in a rock band?
Yeah, that's what I looked over.
What are we watching?
It's Killing Joke.
Oh, this is Killing Joke?
Yeah.
Man, this is late period Killing Joke, I would think, then. I don't even remember sounding like this.
Adoration.
Well, after 100 Batman things come up when you type in Killing Joke into YouTube, this is the first song that comes up.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I never heard this before. Killing Joke used to have much more of an edge to them. Not saying they're KMFDM, but they are Canadian.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that makes... Yeah.
Well, that explains everything.
It's pretty gothed out. It's
for
in
sure.
A church.
The man is wearing
black
eyeliner.
And white. He's wearing eyeliner. They have hair.
He's got Brian May's hairstylist.
Yeah, he does.
So something about... So Joker got his neck snapped? I don't know. Is that what's happening?
Oh, wow. We got a kind of a gothic industrial theme going on here.
And me not wearing it. Well, no, my pants are black.
Yeah.
My balls are black. Oh.
What? Try to get that looked out. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm wearing black socks and black shoes. We have a black cat.
She's attacking me.
All right. Watching cats to this music.
About this song.
Yep.
Watching cats to this music makes no sense.
No. Not whatsoever.
Maybe she was like stalking a mouse and we followed her with a GoPro.
She put a GoPro under her neck. Fun things.
I will let it go to the hook. Just wind it.
We're going to be talking about Montana.
Montana.
Oh, Frank Zappa.
Going to Montana soon.
There you go.
Gonna be essential flaws.
So far, the only state we've told officially to fuck off is Idaho.
Right.
It was great. I was like, fuck Idaho. You can't have any weed. They don't have medical.
Right.
Nothing to talk about. Don't have weed in Idaho.
I'm sure there'll be a few, you know, states that'll be like that.
I think we've worked our way through a good portion. Well, no, wait, there's still the South. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's the devil's lettuce down south.
Watch out, Rob.
And it's not like they're listening in Mississippi anyways. Why the fuck can't we get into Mississippi? I don't understand. Mississippi, Montana, and Alaska. Still, only three holdouts. What the hell?
Well, maybe they'll come around.
Like, I actually kind of understand Montana and Alaska. Middle of fucking nowhere. Maybe there's not as much internet in Montana and Alaska as there are in every other state. But Mississippi, now you're just playing into stereotypes.
Hmm. What's going on in your bowl there?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that was just a way to get...
It's like the meme that you always see with the fucking big nug sticking out of the bowl. Like, am I doing it right?
Right, yeah.
It was just a way to get everything that was on the table down here.
That's how we're going to smoke it.
Finished product.
You're using it to transport the weed. It's just got branches sticking out of the bowl.
Like literally a tree in the bowl.
Is this your first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to break that up.
I heard we're smoking the pots today, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Is that what you do with it?
The pots.
I put a joint of this pots in this bowl so we can smoke it. Does this look right to you?
Hey, guys. I heard we're smoking the pots.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think my parents would be awfully disappointed
They're
in
gonna
me.
They're going to be awfully sore at me.
Yeah. Don't want to touch that stuff.
You aren't going to snitch on me, are you, Rob?
Shucks.
My mom told me I should never hang around people that do this kind of stuff.
Well, drugs are bad, guys. Gee willikers. I can't do this anymore.
I'd rather play outside than smoke golly that beef. Pot.
Golly, beef, if I knew you were going to be so fucking uptight, I never would have brought you over here. I thought you could hang.
Maybe if Ward was smoking pot, he'd stop beating June.
Maybe.
I'm sure
that's
Ward,
quite an accusation.
Is that the true Hollywood story version of that?
I'm sure Ward Cleaver and Bing Crosby were drinking at the same bar together talking about child discipline methods. I like the shoe. Well, I prefer the belt.
Oh, Ward, it's just a little reefer. June, don't make me bring my pimp hand down on you.
Right.
You know it's strong.
Yeah.
What is this? So YouTube now automatically loads the next video?
Yep.
You are going to watch something else. You're not done with us yet.
Right.
It's no longer YouTube, it's you are going to watch tube.
Yeah. You will watch.
You will watch you must. Tube.
Yeah. You must tube.
Yeah.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, that's their new company slogan.
Yep.
I think once bandwidth increases in this nation, the next step for YouTube is, you know how they show you the whole tile of links when your video is finished? Those would all be playing.
That would be sweet.
Videos in real. It'd be like Donald Trump watching like 30 televisions at one time.
I believe that's an Idiocracy, sir.
Yeah.
That's correct. You are correct.
He's sitting on the toilet throne.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That would be a beautiful invention. If your recliner and toilet were just one.
Oh, Jesus, that's so unsanitary.
No, how could you shit in that position?
Right.
You gotta like.
Well, there would obviously be adjustable. If you could adjust your car seat, you could make an adjustable seat on the recliner.
There's no point on the toilet where I'd want to lean back. The recliner shitter.
Right. Never.
Yeah. You'll end up just smearing one out on the rim.
That's what I was thinking. Just slide your ass in that point. Like just the bowl. Bloop.
Decapitate it before he can even get out.
That'd be horrible. Stupid recliner.
Just end up sliding right off of it.
Just hear a thud.
Get a streak going down your back.
Yeah. Just hose you down to this.
All right, thank you for listening, liking, and sharing the Weedsman Podcast on Facebook and following the Weedsman Podcast on Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
If you like this show, please tell a friend and visit ChristopherMedia.net.
You can subscribe to the Weedsman Podcast on iTunes for free by clicking through the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
You can also show your support for the Weedsman when you buy something on iTunes just by clicking on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net. It won't cost you anything extra, and it shows your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
While you're on iTunes, remember to please write a review and rate the Weedsman Podcast 5 stars. Just click on the iTunes banner at ChristopherMedia.net.
Android users can listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at ChristopherMedia.net by clicking on the Stitcher Radio Player on our homepage. You can also listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free at TuneIn.com or by downloading their free TuneIn Radio app.
Don't forget, you can always listen to the Weedsman Podcast for free across any platform just by going to ChristopherMedia.net. Just because I'm on the East Coast, and they're every 50 feet on the East Coast, and an Indian owns every one of them.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It seems like it. Do you ever go to... It seems all the Dunkin' Donuts I go to...
Well, there were ones around here that were owned by Indians as well.
It's just... my theory is it must be real easy to get a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. Just because of how many there are.
All right.
White people, Indian people, all owning them equally every 100 feet.
Yeah, but I don't know. You get this type of behavior out of any foreign community because they look at I think they're much Eastern cultures. Let's say this. Eastern cultures are really big on sharing ideas for success, right? There's generally more of a communistic feel to it. Not saying that India is a communist nation, but this idea that they're all advancing as a people, right? Where Western culture tends to be more about the individual, right? It's the rugged individual that is the, you know, person that, you know, tames the West or lands on the moon for the first time. You know, we celebrate more these people that we look at as pioneers rather than our society as a whole advancing.
Right.
So they're much more open about sharing their ideas of success as well. So one family comes and they find that it was relatively easy for them to build up a little bit of credit, save some money up, and get a franchise in a certain company, and they want to bring their family over. You know, it's the whole reason that they went there is to send money back to their family in their home country and then eventually get those people over. And so, yeah, it spreads like that. So it ends up being 7-Elevens, gas stations, Dunkin' Donuts.
One of the coolest stories I've heard in my job so far. Gentlemen, I was in Philadelphia a few months back, and he was talking about how he got off the plane in 1994 with nothing in his wallet.
Yeah.
He just had relatives over here that were like, hey, come over here. You know, start working, you get a work visa, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He bought his first hotel for $300,000 and sold it for $2.5 million. And it's 20 years later and the guy owns like 4 hotels, like 3 edible arrangements, and then two or three other franchises. So guy's a millionaire now.
Mm-hmm.
Took 20 years. Got off the plane in Newark, New Jersey with nothing in his wallet.
Because it's just like...
We don't have that anymore. For the people who are like us, mm-hmm. people who were born here, we don't have that in us anymore, I don't think. You know, you mock your Donald Trumps. Right. You mock Donald Cuban. You mock Mark Cuban. Or I should say not you personally. Just in general, it's a society.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of these guys, and you know, I mean, if Jay were here, he'd slap the shit out of me. But Sam Walton, you know, I mean...
Sam Walton.
The guy who started Walmart.
Oh, okay.
I just forget, Walmart was a small business.
Sure.
Dude opened a store in Tennessee. And it's... Right. We knock all these guys, but a lot of these guys are just driven and fucking just...
Yeah, it seems like a combination of two things. If like, we could boil
Trump
down to basic
come from
elements,
nothing.
Yeah. It's the lack of the idea of we've talked over and over again about the sense of entitlement, right? Mm-hmm. People coming from other countries don't have that.
Yeah, they ain't got shit.
And they
what
don't.
What am I entitled to? I don't have anything.
And they seem to be less distracted too.
Right.
By other things that could derail somebody's life, like just, I don't know, getting into any type of distraction of drugs or gambling or prostitution.
You know,
any number of ways where you could, you know, just fuck your life up or blow all your money on.
You know, I had that thought today. I think it was the old Bill Hicks line.
Yeah.
He said, it's real easy to become homeless. All you need is the right friends, the right girl, and the right habits.
Yeah.
You could be homeless within 2 weeks.
All right.
But Rob, it's a circle of life because it's, you know, what we were talking about, Aaron is talking about, it's all coming around to this again. A tiger snuggling with a fucking grizzly bear. Fucking commercials.
This is a good commercial, though.
It is.
An orangutan showing his dong.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
What? You were out.
Yeah. Yeah, Neil Diamond's coming to Detroit.
New theme.
Oh?
Yeah.
I'd go see that.
I tried winning some tickets on the radio, but...
What are you, his agent?
No, I just listen to the oldies station. It works sometimes.
Lazy Americans.
Lazy
sense of entitlement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No sense of entitlement, man. From people who have nothing coming here.
No sense of entitlement and not as distracted, I think. It's just, you know.
Well, dude was saying that him and his wife.
Generalizing, but these are trends that we see.
Broad brush.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's undeniable. We all see it.
I deal with a lot more guys named Supreet and fucking Patel and I deal a lot more guys like that than guys like Mike Smith, you know, or regular it's how it is.
Where you tend to get more of like the tradesmen in America. I'm not saying that all Americans are lazy.
Just most of us.
I don't know. There's no glamour in owning a Dunkin' Donuts, and they're just like, who the fuck cares? It's a fucking job. It's a way to make money.
No, but that's the thing is they don't see there is. It's an investment. It's,
right.
Sure, the first couple of them, you're working in them, but once you move past the first couple,
yeah.
Now the glamour's, that's the thing. I had this thought earlier today. It's probably because of the whole instant gratification that comes along with things like, you know, the internet and fast food.
Yeah.
You know, it's those NFL commercials this past year. They're making a joke, but, you know, really, we want it now.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through the shitty parts to get through the good parts. We don't want to have to put in 80 hours a week, 7 days a week. For 5 years to get to sitting on our ass for the next 20. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We just want to get right to the part where we're drinking fruity drinks on a beach and don't have to do anything and money just shows up in our bank account. We don't want to have to go through the ugly part.
I'll tell you another thing, though, that you don't hear a lot about of people coming from other countries here to invest in franchises or businesses. They're not getting fucked up in crime. They're paying taxes. They're not... You don't hear about them cheating on their taxes or, like... They're not trying to rock the boat. You know, they're just like, hey, this is a good thing. They've got this...
Don't make me go back! That's
right. They've got this great system here, and we figured out easily how to make it work in our favor, and we're not trying to fuck anything up.
Should we let the breakdown happen, Rob?
Sure.
Oh, no. Good Lord.
Rob, if this song has ever made our national anthem, I will leave this country.
You will?
I will leave. I will go to Canada.
Hi.
Is this an official video for this song that has all this footage?
No, I think this is just something made.
Somebody
by
made
somebody,
this?
Yeah.
This is all this black and white footage of people coming to this country. I like The Simpsons when they go to New York. They go to Ellis Island and see the boat pulling up, and Bart's like, "Go home, immigrants, country's full." And he's like, "You heard him. Let's go try Canada." So, what's in it for a caregiver in Montana, then?
Blowjobs and $300.
Yeah. Right.
Other than, being able to grow marijuana.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure... I guess I could see how that would work out. If you're a recreational smoker and you know how to grow, you become a caregiver for, three people.
Yeah.
Probably have a lot left over.
Probably, yeah, quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what they're doing there.
Probably selling a lot of it, too.
Oh, no, sharing.
No.
Sharing. Yeah,
you give it away to your medical marijuana patients, and then you sell it to other people. The answer is easy if you take it. That would never happen in Montana. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to live the lover.
She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Wu-Tang Clan?
No. Chris Martin.
What?
Chris Martin.
Why are you talking about Coldplay?
The former former Mr. Paltrow?
Yeah, he did a...
He can
I bet
suck
it sucked,
dick.
Just like everything else he does.
Man.
Yeah, I don't care for him either. Just slip out the back, Jack.
Make a new plan, Stan. I need to be coy, Roy. But Eminem lifted the beat from that for one of the tracks he had on the promo.
I know what song you're talking about.
It was on the bootleg that came out around I think it was either when Slim Shady or Marshall Mathers came out, but there was some kind of remixes of it was when Marshall Mathers came out, because there was shit from both albums that they had. You ever heard that song, Rob?
No. Maybe. I don't know.
You just gave every answer.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Yep, you're right.
No, was this actually on the Slim Shady LP?
No. Hey. I thought it was that.
No.
Oh, no, that sounds like first album. That sounds like...
This is early shit.
Yeah, this sounds like Slim Shady LP era.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I like going back and listening to old Eminem now because he's...
Back when he was on drugs.
It seems weird to say that he had less to prove in those days, even though he was still trying to get a name for himself. Now, every album, it seems like Eminem's got to outdo himself and faster and quicker and sing more or do something. I'm just like, just fucking tell me an interesting story with a nice cadence and a decent beat and I'm happy, you know? Matter of fact... I don't like most of your choruses, so it's not even my favorite parts of your songs.
Right.
just realized it's got the same chord progression as this.
Wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch. You wonder why they call you bitch.
I don't know if I ever heard this song.
You never heard this song?
No. Oh, yeah, are they sampling it or is they?
I don't know if they're sampling it. Same chords.
Pretty damn close.
Oh shit.
But you's a money young woman and you need to change. In the locker room, all the homies do is laugh. High five,
it's Tupac.
A nigga played your ass.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right. No, yeah.
Calling out the choice women in his life.
Right. Hey. Paul Simon, are you willing to sell it, sue a dead man?
Right.
So you could take Tupac's hologram to court.
Are you willing to sue a man who lives in Tahiti now?
Oh yeah. Why is he a zombie?
No, haven't you seen those things on the on the internet? They're like, look,
Tupac,
it's Tupac.
The zombie.
Oh, you
gotta
man.
Make a holding pen.
I want to make a comic book that's about Tupac, zombie Tupac.
Zombie Tupac.
Zombie Tupac.
Have him like take over like the whole like South Central LA, turn out everybody into a zombie. That'd be crazy.
What do you mean turn? It's LA. They're already zombies.
Oh.
See what I did there? Social commentary.
Okay.
On that note.
Yeah. This is like the funniest montage of him and I've ever seen.
Is that like a 90?
That's just for the track that I was playing. They had these pictures that would flash.
Right.
Somebody in Warren made that.
Oh, for sure.
Somebody who lives in Warren
made
that.
Is that like an 04? Like
it's
Mustang?
Eminem doing like the hardcore lip bite.
Yeah. What is the Mustang for?
And then a blue Mustang, and not even like a recent one. It's like a 98.
Because that Mustang belongs to the person who took the picture.
It was like the shittiest Mustang they ever made
the
right there. Just about.
Pose, they got the one pose
might as well be
it.
The hatchback.
Where do you think that person...
And then, yeah, he's down on the ground with his shirt off, looking like he's at concert,
is that
pointing
Warren,
up to the sky.
Centerline? Yeah. Or is that Roseville?
What?
Yeah, somebody in Roseville made that.
Yeah.
I think the East Side Villains made
this. East Detroit.
On that note.
Please make sure to check out all of the podcasts on ChristopherMedia.net.
Monday and Thursday, it's Unregimented. You can hit them up on Twitter at UnregimentedPod.
Tuesdays and Fridays, the Weedsman Podcast. Tuesdays, you'll find The Nugget, the full show on Fridays. You can reach us at Twitter at TheWeedsman420.
Wednesday, you have The Projection Booth. You can hit them up at projection-booth.com or on Twitter at ProBoothCast.
Saturday, The Captain's Table is back with Noah. You can reach The Captain's Table on Twitter at Captain's Podcast.
If you like the Weedsman Podcast and you want to show your support, you can donate to Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net.
If you use Amazon.com, please click through the Amazon banner at ChristopherMedia.net and bookmark the link.
It won't cost you anything extra, and when you buy something, you will show your support for the Weedsman Podcast.
If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. That's who we use to host the Weedsman Podcast. When you sign up for HostGator by clicking on the banner at ChristopherMedia.net, you are helping to support the Weedsman Podcast.
If you enjoy this show and want more people to know about it, head on over to iTunes, leave a comment, and rate it 5 stars. Make sure you like and share us on Facebook, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just search for Christopher Media. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Most importantly, we would like to take the time to extend an extra special thanks to you. Christopher Media could not exist without your support. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening. Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.